What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. What's happening, team? Welcome to this episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. Now, you guys will know who listen regularly, but if not, I'm going to tell you anyway. I put this podcast together to try and help other Type 1s, give you loads of information, tips and tricks that I've sort of learned over the years and come across and things like that. So I like to put loads of helpful information out, but I also like to get my clients on and have a chat with them about how they've progressed in their diabetes management, their body goals, and how they've changed as people, and sometimes mentally as well, because we know that's a big thing. So I like to record these episodes, and this is going to be one of those episodes, and it's a chat that I had with a lad called Reese, who completed my 30-day program, then went on to my one-to-one program. Now this is, I hope you get a lot from this, because this is an absolute mega episode. It's really insightful, because Reese was starting out from minus 25, as he said, and he was so worried that he didn't know anything in terms of really managing glucose, exercise, nutrition, and things like that. So he was starting out from below baseline, as he thought. I knew he'd be absolutely fine from speaking to him, but he was obviously worried. And some of the results that he got were incredible. So it is doable. So without further ado, we're going to get into it and the chat that I had with Reese. I really, really hope that you enjoy this episode. And as always, you get a lot from it. Let's get into it. So I'd say that the biggest thing, the thing he always asks first is, because obviously before we look for getting a coach or joining a program, we're always a little bit skeptical and wondering if it works and that. What was going through your head before you signed up to the 30-day program, would you say?
As you just said, yeah, I was a bit skeptical. You come on a recommendation from a friend, which helped massively. But at the same time, I was obviously still worried because I'd not exercised in like 7 years since I became diabetic. So that's about 6 years ago, 6-7 years since I last exercised. So I was worried, skeptical. I wondered if it worked, if I would have the motivation, if it was, if you didn't understand, because I knew you would with you being diabetic. I was more like, if you'd understand sort of how nervous I was and how clueless.
Yeah. So I remember that on one of your first messages, you was like, mate, I basically haven't got a fucking clue. And I was like, don't worry, that's fine.
it was the way I thought of it. Like, I'm not even starting from zero. Like, I'm starting from about minus 25. Like, I'm going to be like that, but I'm that far behind, not normal people, but like just people just most people. I just didn't think I would have a clue. I was a bit worried that, you'd get a bit frustrated with me as well.
Yeah, some people, I think I've said that before, I'm going to be like the worst client ever. And I'm like, trust me, you won't. And obviously you had that thoughts as well about maybe being frustrating and stuff like that. So I'd say, like, where was you before you started the 30-day program in terms of how, I mean, we know your average blood glucose before you started was around in the eights, wasn't it? I think from the very first check-in you did. But where was you? How did you feel and stuff like that before you started the program?
As in diabetic-wise or just
Wise, and then like health, fitness, and physically, mentally.
So, I mean, diabetic wise, I'd gone on to, can you hear the stuff in the background?
Yeah, but what is it?
I've got my windows open. I think it must be like the sweeper. Let me just double check.
Well, someone was having a disco. Well, the neighbours were having a party.
No, it's the sweeping the road and stuff.
All right.
So, I mean, diabetic-wise, I had done the, what's it called? The Daphne course in September. So I felt more confident. Not as confident as I would have liked, but more confident because I'd only done it before. And with me being the Libre Center, I was like, I actually think it's time now. Because like, I'd used diabetes as an excuse. It wasn't an excuse because there was legitimate concerns and worries and fears, but I think I'd probably utilized it to be lazy as well. So when I've done the Daphne course and I was like, I haven't really got an excuse anymore, because I did know a bit more. So I was like, well, I probably should do something. And I'd the reason why I wanted to do it is three reasons. So physically, for my physical health and actually how I looked, like I had goals of like I wanted to lose fat, etc. But like with mental health as well. So last year I had quite a bad relapse from my mental health. I knew something needed to be different. Like I knew I needed to actively take steps as well as like getting, you know, like counseling and all that lot, but I could do more to help myself. And with my what I do for my job is around a mental health projects. I always felt a bit of a hypocrite, because I'd be like telling people, you know, you need to do exercise, you need to do water, and you know, don't drink as much and etc. And then like I'd do none of it myself. So I was like, I kind of need to actually do what I'm telling people to do. I went to Mexico in November. And just like I was so conscious on the beach and around the pool, and like looking at photos of it, I was just like, "Oh God, I can't believe I'd let myself got to that stage." It was actually quite a snap decision.
Yeah.
My friend sent me, I believe it was your Instagram post, it was either your Facebook or Instagram post, one of them. And because I told Matt that I wanted to you know, sort myself out. And then he sent me that and he was like, well, you've got no excuse. And I thought, well, actually, I haven't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I contacted you and we're now, 4 or 5 months later? And
yeah,
I feel so much better than I have probably in about 10 years.
Mega. Well, you know, like your average blood glucose was hovering around the 8s. I think now we're consistently around the 6s, aren't we, pretty much, when you're doing your checking and stuff. So we managed to do that. If we'll go into, obviously, we'll go into like what you've tried and stuff like that in the past, but if we're going into figures, along the 30 days, I think you started, in terms of weight, so obviously we was getting your blood glucose under tighter control, you was learning about that, and then I think your weight was around 62.2 kilos, I think we actually got it down to like 58 kilos, didn't we, in the 30 days? And then we've obviously started to decrease it more as well, in terms of that side of things. So where would you say you are now in terms of everything, like your diabetes control, like your physical and mental health, in comparison to when you started? Or before you started the 30-day program?
So my blood glucose is better, better control. And this week I'm going through a sort of a transition period. So I'm having Because I'm exercising more, I'm now lowering my my background and my food.
And that knowing able to make them adjustments, would that not have been something you would have looked at really before the 30 days?
I didn't realise how sensitive I have or would become before that, because I hadn't been exercising. So I knew it on sort of, you know, on paper that it happened, but I actually didn't know like how how sensitive it's. I've been obviously now transitioning like down. So I think I was on when I first, so this is well, like the 1st of January, I was on a 12 apiece. So eight, you know, 12 at night, 12 in the morning. Yeah. And now I'm on, now I'm on 9 in the morning and 7 at night.
Awesome. So that's like what?
So like the night time's like pretty much halved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So total across the 24 hours, you was on 24 units when you started, weren't you? And now what, we're on around 16. And that's if you basal, your background sort of insulin. So yeah, decrease that massively. Yeah. So obviously like now, would you say you've got the confidence to make these adjustments and stuff like that in comparison to before?
Yes. Yeah. It's like I say, this would give me the practice to know. So I knew before, but it's different theory to actually put it into practice. Whereas obviously now I have been put into practice, but at the start, so it would have been from mid-January, I was having a lot of hypos because I didn't really understand. But then obviously what you did is you helped me put that really into practice for me. And make sure that I was doing it right.
So what would you say has been was the best thing about the 30-day program and having the coaching?
The fact that it was a gateway into now a bigger program for me, because it set what the standard for what I want to be. So I'd never really done the diets. I hadn't done exercise, but actually it set me up for actually where I want to be going and that I can do it. Yeah. So that 30 day, without that, I would have just been, I wouldn't really know what to do. So it got me in order so then I can go and carry on.
Yeah. Cause you started, like you say, completely from scratch, didn't you? So throwing exercise into the mix and managing your glucose levels around that was something that we worked on. It was completely new for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. I've not done exercise since I became diabetic. So it was literally new for me. I'd not done it.
And what would you say you're like now in terms of managing your glucose around exercise and stuff?
Good.
I know you've done a lot of runs as well recently, haven't you? You've done a few 5K runs.
So I've upped my exercise, and now what I'm doing, actually, I'm in a bit of a transition period again. So I've lowered my basal because I've been having more hypos. So it's a case of now my exercise is going up, so I'm getting my background down and my food intake down to match actually how sensitive I'm becoming. Which is good. I'm really happy that's happened, because it shows I'm not being lazy and doing stuff.
Yeah, no, and it shows it's good that you've now, from doing the 30 days, you've got the confidence to do that, and you know exactly what you need to do and what you need to look for and what you need to adjust as well.
Yeah, because I was otherwise I would just I probably wouldn't have thought about that. Actually, it's the exercise. I would have thought it's so if I'd exercised after like a couple of hours after I'd eaten, I'd know it was that, but actually I didn't realize that you become sensitive like the day after, and you know, like meals after. It's not a case of you know, in the next 2 hours, it's actually, if you're exercising pretty much every day, you are sensitive to insulin pretty much all the time now. And yeah. I didn't know that before. So then I'd be like, well, why am I having hypos? I'm just sat doing nothing or whatever. But like, now I know actually I'm more sensitive all the time. And actually I can be like, well, I know what it is. It's because I'm moving more and I'm exercising more. And I went on that 5K run earlier. So actually at 9 o'clock at night, I am going to be a bit more sensitive still.
So what would you say has been your biggest win so far?
There's been a few actually.
Go on, we'll go through.
Also, I think the first one is actually just getting into just doing it.
Yeah.
Probably would be a big win. Doing it and keeping with it. It's what, like, we're now at the end of month 4 and I'm still eating well, you know, I'm still exercising. I don't recognise myself anymore.
New you. They'll all say no. For obviously anyone listening, the way that it works, obviously with you, is you're coming on the 30 days and we, you know, looked at your blood glucose, you've got your averages down, really started nailing that and really focusing on your diabetes control. The fat loss was a byproduct of that. And obviously then after the 30 days, we've moved into sort of this 16-week transformation program, haven't we? And you've just managed to keep up, like you say, the 30 days laid the base for your diabetes management and everything else that was expected, like a gateway, like you say, with that.
Yeah, definitely. It's like I said, the 30 days was the introduction and it sort of got me on the right track, should we say, and then I've been able to then continue that. So then without the 30 days and almost easing myself into it and, you know, getting the support with, yeah, how much protein and carbs and fat and stuff I should be eating a day and the kind of foods, and then actually doing the exercises as well.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm confident now in doing them. And that was obviously because of the 30-day, sort of introduction that I've now continued.
And I think this just shows as well that there's a few type ones that listen to this. Some of them might be exercising or eating well or have some sort of routine, and some of them might not. And this just goes to show that it doesn't matter if you've never done fuck all before. Like, it's still doable. You've just got to do it. And I think you're proof of that, aren't you, now?
Yeah. Like I said, because I thought I was coming in sort of minus 25. And actually, you know, now because of the work that I've put in, you know, I'm not as bad as I thought.
Oh, you're smashing it, mate. You're doing really, really well. So what would you say to anyone considering signing up to and jumping on the 30-day program?
I would definitely do it. Like I say, it's a great introduction into the glucose management and what you should be eating and the kind of exercises that you should be doing for your goal. So mine was, you know, better, more consistent glucose, and actually then I wanted to lose fat as well. That introduction got me on a good path, and like I said, now that I've continued and sort of stepped up my goals, but without the introduction I wouldn't have done it. And I think with you being a type one as well, it's a massive thing, because that was a confidence thing. For me, it was going to a PT wouldn't understand actually if I am having hypos, or if I had a hypo, or if I had a high, or just a bad day with diabetes.
Call it a bastard diabetes day, I call it. Those days.
That sort of the PT wouldn't, you know, would be like, oh, it's just an excuse, or wouldn't appreciate that actually some days you can't do stuff, you can't do everything all the time because of diabetes. So that 30-day introduction sort of is reflected on that. It takes into account that, and you do as well, obviously with yourself being diabetic. It's good to know that if I have questions or, you know, when I have needed help with my diabetes, you've been there, which is not actually even about like diet or exercise, but questions about diabetes. I've messaged you and said, oh, you know, I need help with this, and you've been able to support.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, so that just about is all of it, unless there's anything that you want to add, mate.
No, I think I've said it all. Like I say, I'm really, really happy that that Matt sent me your advert, I don't know, a post on social, and then I got in touch, and yeah, you've kept me on track. The weekend before, the Easter weekend, he was like, oh, you've had a bit too much Prosecco that weekend. And I felt really guilty. I'm like, that's what I need.
I was going through the checking on your My Fitness Plan. I was like, hey, at least you've tracked it. At least it's in there. Yeah. You can see it. Well, I mean, if we look on a whole, I'm going to run through like where, let's go. We know like your average blood glucose of what it was hovering around the 80s. You're now consistently hovering in the sixes each week on your check-ins, on your weekly check-ins. I think your time in target range was around 54%. The highest that we've had is around 70% now. And then obviously like body stats, I think you started, like I said, at 62.2 kilos. We're now at 56 kilos. And you've also lost like 4 or 5 inches off your waist. So obviously now we're really going in on that body transformation stuff. So you've done incredibly well, mate. You've been smashing it.
Yeah, thanks. I'm absolutely gutted. So I put in all this hard work, knowing that I'd be going to Thailand for a month. And then obviously because of coronavirus, it hasn't happened. So I'm like, the one good thing about that we booked the holiday is that it was an extra little sort of motivation for me to actually get fit and get in shape.
But if you use it,
even though I can't go on holiday now I've got my next aim, which is next summer to have abs and muscles. Yeah. And
so it just gives us, if we take a positive, it just gives us that little bit longer now, which is more time, more results. So if we take the positive from it, mate, but even in even better condition.
I know, that's what I'm looking forward to. Can't wait to be walking around topless all the time. People will be sick of seeing it.
Right, so you'll be able to know how you feel then, comparison to when before you started all this. We'll get the pictures to see. But no, mate, I'm buzzing with your progress so far. And say, unless anything that you want to add, I appreciate you jumping on. Appreciate the time, mate. Really do.
No, I'd just say thank you for sort of the help, the guidance, and actually support as well. So that's a big thing, isn't it? Yeah. Like I say, you've not just about diet and exercise, but when I've messaged about other diabetes related stuff, you've even on a weekend, you've always sort of responded and gave me time. So thanks.
You're more than welcome, mate. You're more than welcome. Well, thanks very much for jumping on. I appreciate that, mate. And I'll drop you a message in the next couple of days. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Take care,
mate.
Mate.
Speak to you later.
Bye. Bye.
Yes, I absolutely love doing that. And I love listening back to it. I've listened back to it a few times because it just kind of shows that it doesn't really matter where you are in your journey with diabetes. Anything's possible. Do you know what I mean? Anything is possible with kind of the right path, the right scope, and more importantly, the right mindset, as what Reese went into. He's had a few up and downs, and you know, I can relate to that, and a lot of us at Type 1s have. So I will say, if you are interested in finding out more about my 30-day program and if it can help you, I've put a link to the application form in the show notes below. You can also drop me a message on Instagram at Type1_Tom or on Facebook, and we'll have a bit of a chat. We'll see if you're a good fit and if it's going to help you and kind of go from there. But yeah, all that being said, I really do hope that you got some inspiration, because like restarted from below the ground, as he said, and now he's absolutely smashing it. He's got so much more confidence with adjusting his insulin, his diabetes management, working out, nutrition, and he's killed it. He's killed it. You only need to go and look at his Instagram and his Facebook profile to see the results that he's getting and he's got, that he's super, super, you know, happy and stoked about. So as always, thank you very, very much for taking the time out your day to listen to this episode. And again, if you are interested in the 30-day program, the application forms in the link in the show notes below. So I will catch you all in the next episode. Have a good one, team.